Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bartsch, Matt Douglas with you. And we are going to return to our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program as we head back to the hotline. Commissioner Matt Lundy joining us right now. Commissioner Lundy, always a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you?
No, thank you, sir. Always great to join you. I'm so used to joining you when you're sitting over at the ballpark.
Yeah, no, it's, I tell you what, those guys need to figure out ways to win at home. On the road, it doesn't seem like they have any issues whatsoever. But boy, on the road, they're doing well. At home, they're struggling. What's the deal?
I know. Tom, the owner, Tom Kraming, and I were kind of joking the other day. I think he said, well, maybe we should, you know, like, put them in a hotel and confuse them, make them think they're on the road or something, you know. So maybe that would help out.
Change the mindset.
Yeah.
He's told me that a couple times as well. Well, Commissioner Lundy, when we do our Leadership Through Partnership program, it's always interesting because we cover so many different topics. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things that I'm really interested in covering today is to kind of dig into the nuts and bolts of what the county commissioners do. You guys do so many different things. You wear so many different hats. But let's start there. For those that maybe aren't privy to what you guys do on a day-to-day basis, what is it that county commissioners do?
Well, we are basically set in stone based upon what the legislature says we can and cannot do. And we're operating under Ohio Revised Code chapters 305 and 307. If you ever want to Google those, ORC 305 and 307 kind of sets the foundation as to what the commissioners can do. But, you know, we're the county government management authority, I guess you could say. And, you know, we oversee the taxing and the budgeting and the appropriations and the purchases and, you know, any county property that the county may own, making sure that we manage that as well, too. And, you know, also we're required to hold hearings and make decisions when there are annexation requests that come before us. The legislature's changed a lot of things anymore where our hands are almost tied as long as the paperwork's done. It's a requirement to pretty much approve the annexation. I've never been a big fan of annexations. I always thought that we should get communities to work together and you know, do some revenue sharing, especially if there's some businesses in those areas, and work out agreements instead of going down that road. But we also approve a lot of drainage improvement projects, which is something that has been discussed, I know, on your radio station many times with our Stormwater Advisory Council. And we also work on providing, obviously, the solid waste program throughout the county. It helps out with all the recycling that needs to take place. And you know, we also get to make some appointments to various boards throughout the county, Addis Board, Mental Health Board, boards of that nature. And we also appoint members to the Planning Commission. They look at projects that are being planned in the unincorporated areas. But yeah, our responsibilities are, you know, clearly defined as to what we, you know, what we are allowed to do by law. And I think it's important to point out that, you know, I'm one of three commissioners, and you know, I can't make any decision for the board or necessarily speak for the board. I can speak for myself, but, you know, it really requires the board coming to a consensus and in some cases, you know, an actual formal vote where there's at least two of the three board members or all three of the board members, you know, who agree on a position or vote to make a determination. But so one board member can't act independently. Obviously, you can have different views and different opinions, and, you know, sometimes you're all together, sometimes you're not together, sometimes you're in the minority vote, sometimes you're in the majority vote. But that's what makes for good government.
Again, Commissioner Matt Lundy is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon as we continue our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. You mentioned something in there that I want to go back and hit on. You mentioned you're not really a huge fan of annexations. You're actually a bigger proponent of getting communities to come together and find ways to share revenue. I wanted to give you a chance to kind of expand on that and give us an idea as to why you stand that way on that particular topic.
Well, I just think that, you know, obviously everybody likes to maintain their borders, and I think it's always best if you get community leaders talking to each other and trying to work out work out arrangements so everybody's borders can remain intact and so that everybody can actually what's called Joint Economic Development Initiatives, JEDs, Joint Economic Development Initiatives, where you actually say, okay, we're going to make sure that we, whatever, provide the utilities to that area, so you've got the water, you've got the sewer, but still that remains within your border, and then revenue that's generated there in the form of taxes will help, you know, cover that infrastructure, but at the same time, a portion of that comes back to the community providing the water and the sewer, but you also, you know, stand the chance of generating some money as well, too, for your community. So I just think that's always a better way to go. I'm a big believer in, you know, I know the theme of our talks here is talking about partnerships, and I'm just a big believer in let's start with the partnerships first. Let's see if we can work out a, you know, joint economic development agreement instead of going down the road of a annexation where sometimes those, not sometimes, most of the time, they're a little controversial. They can be testy, and it's not as good building relationships between communities when you go down the annexation road as compared to doing joint economic development activities.
And to kind of spin off of that, Commissioner Lundy, you know, you touched on a number of different topics, talking about all the different things that you guys as commissioners do. And I think that certainly ties in with partnerships, because that's a healthy chunk of what you do, you know, trying to work partnerships into these agreements, into these plans, and into the foresight that you guys try and put together on a day-to-day basis. And I would imagine that's pretty interesting for you, because it makes every day an adventure, I'm sure, but it makes every day pretty interesting.
Well, it's something that I know our board is committed to, and I know I'm committed to, and I've always talked about it even when I was a state rep in Columbus, where I feel like, you know, communities need to be working together. It shouldn't just be about your community or his community, her community, or your section of the state or their section of the state. It should be about how can we make this work for all parties involved. And that's something I think that we've done a good job of as a board, and reaching out, looking for feedback, and wanting, quite frankly, candid conversations and brutal feedback. You don't have to sugarcoat it. Just tell us, you know, what's on your mind, what you're concerned about. Let's see if we can work through it and make progress instead of being frustrated about something. And I think it's been, you know, working out well, and whether it's through the stormwater advisory or working with communities, you know, through economic development or the lakefront initiative, it's all about partnerships.
And you guys work with so many different community members, so many different businesses throughout the area. You really kind of touch just about every different aspect of it. And I know most recently, over the weekend, you guys were able to do some work at the Dog Day, Lorain County Dog Day at the Dog Kennel. Give us an idea as to what that was like.
Well, I got to tell you, it was a great, great turnout. And, you know, my colleague, Lori Kokoski, on the board, she primarily makes this a major initiative of hers, and is always deeply engaged in what's going on over there, and Ted Kahlo, myself, very supportive of the initiative too. And you know, I mean, geez, who in their right mind doesn't love pets and enjoy pets and want to see pets be treated well and be healthy? And you know, I think we had a great turnout there Saturday, lots of vendors, you know, with pet related type items, and lots of groups that are trying to make sure that that animals aren't abandoned, that they're not mistreated, helping to raise money to protect the pets throughout not only the county but throughout the region. And we've made so much progress there. There was a day and time, unfortunately, a long time ago, where hundreds of pets were being put down each year here in Lorain County, We haven't had to put down a pet in a long, long time, just because we've been so aggressive about being out there and marketing and encouraging people, you know, to adopt and not shop, and come out to the kennel and see if you can, you know, find a pet that'll fit you and your family's needs. And it's been very, very successful. And the APL groups throughout the county and the area are all working well together, and everybody is on the same page. And it's just making a big, big difference. And, you know, I just think one of the most one of the worst things that can happen is when, you know, when pets have to be put down when they're not adopted. And we just have not had that issue in the county in a long, long time. I'm trying to remember just how long it's been, but I know it's been a substantial amount of time compared to what happens probably in a lot of other counties. And, you know, we're proud of that fact that that it is working well.
Commissioner Matt Lundy is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. Commissioner Lundy, I think one of the first times you and I met, it was, oh, I don't know, about a year or so ago when we were working in conjunction with Visit Lorain County. Mm-hmm. And at the time, we were pumping up one of their many great promotions, and they have had so many. They've got the Cupcake Crawl. They've got right. the Here's the Scoop Lorain County. Right. Most recently, they had a wing competition. And I think when they had Restaurant Week back in the springtime, I found that so fascinating that so many great restaurants in Lorain County were spotlighted. That particular venture, Visit Lorain County, does so many great things. And you know, on this show, we discuss food quite a bit. Right. And I think they do a wonderful job of showcasing all the hidden gems here in this great county of ours.
Right. Well, you know, what we try to do with the new Visit Lorain County initiative is to help generate economic activity for many of the small businesses in the area. That's one component of it. Another, you know, component is that we want people who live in this county to know what's available, because there are many of us, and you probably run into it too, where your neighbor mentions to you, oh, I went to this new restaurant or tried out this new place, and you're thinking, boy, I just can't picture where that's at and what's the name of it again, and boy, I gotta, you know, get over there with my wife and have a good dinner over there. And so what we're trying to do is also educate citizens here in Lorain County to know what all the options are, good places to go for entertainment, for activities, for food opportunities, and with the hope that, you know, once folks here understand about these great options that are available, that they'll be telling their neighbors and friends, whether they live in Huron, Erie, Medina, Cuyahoga County, say, hey, come on over, you know, have dinner with us. We're going to go out and want to expose you to one of these great new food places. And, you know, foodies are the type of people who will travel great distances to try different types of foods. Whether it's you know, a burger, whether it's wings, whether it's upscale dining, whether it's dessert and cupcakes, they're certainly more than willing to venture all around the area to try out different things. And so that's why we're reaching out into the neighboring counties, and, you know, even outside the counties, to make sure that we can draw people in. The whole thing is to create a buzz, and we feel that, you know, there are people in our neighboring counties keep saying, I keep hearing about Lorain County. What's going on over there? What the heck's going on over there? Because I keep hearing about them. And, you know, and it once causes people to want to come to our website and then to check out what's going on and hopefully come over here, spend some money, preferably visit a few places, spend a night, because that's how we generate money for Visit Lorain County, is through the bed tax. And And, you know, it's a building process, but we're just trying to take Visit Lorain County kind of in a different direction, where we're constantly doing things to promote the county, which we hope helps with small businesses, gets people buzzing and talking about Lorain County, encouraging them to come in, visit, shop, you know, hopefully spend the night. That helps out on the bed tax and the revenue for Visit Lorain County. And that, you know, the bed taxes alone generate well over $600,000 a year that we can use to help market the county and let everybody know about this county that we call home, that we love dearly, and that we know is a great place to live and to play.
Very good stuff, Commissioner Lundy. Very informative, very interesting, as always. We always appreciate the time, and I look forward to seeing you in Avon this weekend, and hopefully you can bring some of your good mojo over there so that the Crushers could finally get back to their winning ways at home.
Yeah, I'll do the best I can. I just can't say enough good things about the Crushers organization over there. That's another thing, too, that brings in a lot of people from neighboring counties to check it out. But, yeah, good players, good team, good family atmosphere, and very affordable family entertainment. And, you know, there's lots of days. I remember in the old days, they used to come back all the time from behind and win a lot of games. And so hopefully we can get that kind of mojo back and win a lot of games. But we're still in contention for first place. So, you know, I think the season's going pretty well, even though it's been hit a couple bumps in the road.
It certainly has. Just a few weeks left, so we are nearing the finish line, my friend. Commissioner Lundy, thank you as always.
Oh, thank you. Always enjoy it, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Commissioner Matt Lundy joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Lorain County Commissioner's Leadership Through Partnership program. Time to step aside and take a break. Matt Douglas and I will return after this on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.